Motion by Beyer, seconded by Thiemann. Vote 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no one from the public that's wanting to comment, other than Doug didn't get the hole in one last night. Somebody else did. So, yeah. So, Patty.
Basically, don't have anything. Valuation notices went out. Did everybody get one?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, here's one down.
Patty.
Did you get a couple?
Quick comment.
Yeah. So I need a focus.
In an article in the Nebraska Farmer, average farmland, ag land, pasture land, and everything decreased 3.5% last year.
We used 3 years of sales.
I understand. I'm just saying that's the trend.
So basically, that's we didn't raise anything this year at all.
I was just wondering, though, but you didn't raise anything, but we could have went down, and that's why the state didn't say, hey, you know, you got to relook at it. It could have went down 3.5% for this year.
Correct. Well, you have to look at the sales in every county. Okay. So basically,
on the average, we could have been 10% lower in the Gage County. We don't know, but
yeah. Well, we've got a whole sales book that Lloyd Dickinson puts together for me.
So. I'm just relating an article I saw.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, basically, that's what we do is we look at our sales. The sales have really dropped off. We don't have near the sales like we used to have.
Yeah.
So they have
Of ag land or houses too.
No, residential's just rebounding.
That you're having sales, but ag land, yeah.
We upped quite a few smaller communities. Funny thing about it is, a few years ago, Weimar was way over.
Yeah.
Now we're coming back on ranch style homes, especially. We're seeing those sell for $10,000 to $15,000 more. Some of the older stuff is selling, so residential's starting to rebound. The only thing that would have changed on ag is if a lot of people are coming out of the CRP program now. And if they put it into grass, it'll go down. If they break it up, it might go up a tad bit. It's my understanding a lot of them aren't letting them back in the program.
They're very rare if
very
you get
rare.
Accepted back
yeah.
in.
That's what I hear, too. Very rare if you get back in.
So, there was I should have brought a sheet down. It told what every county did on ag and on, I don't know if you guys got that. You should have got it in your inbox. I mean, because if, do you get things from the?
Just lately?
Yeah.
My
I can go grab since. It before the.
My email hasn't worked since whatever day, last Thursday or Friday when they upgraded it, so.
Okay. It came out and told every county and what they did, on residential ag.
Yeah.
So.
But generally speaking, ag land in Gage County had no change. And the only way you would have got a notice from your office here the other day was if there was a change.
If it goes up or goes down.
Yep.
So otherwise you'd get no notices. So I didn't get any notices and
so
didn't get any
years.
Notice on ag land or residential.
Then you didn't get any.
Okay.
Now, and then that brings us, based on everyone getting their notice, they have until when to file for?
June 30th.
So they have the month of June to come in and file a protest or at least come in and visit with you, because that's what you're suggesting they do first.
Because then we look at we go back to our GIS and our pictometry, and we look at to make sure that everything looks good there. To make sure we have their classifications right. But we've done that. We've been preaching that for quite a while, so quite a few people have come in.
Yeah.
I will say sometimes she does adjust it to more realistic numbers, too, than what they start at.
What did acreages do then? Did acreages go up or down or up a little bit
they
more?
Went up. I can't keep up with those.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be a factor on those, and here's where my dilemma is. If you raise the land too much on the acreage, then the farm home, the first acre under the farm home has to be consistent with the acreage amount. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So sometimes we wonder if it's on the land. Sometimes I think it's just people want in the rural area and are willing to pay a higher price to be out in the country on 3 acres. You know, they don't want to be in the city on top of each other, so they'll pay X amount, you know, like we used to call it blue sky.
Uh-huh.
To get out to the rural area, so. And I think there is some truth in that, but how you measure that in the market, I'm not sure. We've seen old homes that we can't even get close to what they've paid for them, even remodeled. So, you know, it's one of those things that Daryl and they just have to look at the, and see what they can do. But
I do have another question.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about it. That building was sold to Exmark, the one that was under protest for 2 or 3 years. Mr. Chalua owned it. And
he took us to Turk.
Right. But for what it was sold for to what he wanted valued at, what was the difference, if any?
We talked about that, me and Daryl did.
Are you gonna work on that?
Well, here's the deal, Terry. I can't chase a sale. So in other words, the minute that goes up, I can't chase it and put it up to that amount. However, we'll be watching that to see what's done differently in there. But
I guess I don't know what that means, but to me, and I'm going to just be frank about it, Mr. Chalu is a big shot, and we backed down.
Well, he took us to Turk. How many years ago was that, 3?
But what happened to Turk?
Didn't we adjust? We came to an agreement. Was that the one we came to an agreement before it got to Turk?
Before it got to Turk.
Yeah, it got settled.
The price that we set it at then, what did he get from Exmark?
I don't know.
There's going to be a big discrepancy in what it's valued at and what it brought, and I will guarantee you that.
I think.
Okay.
That's
all I got to say for now.
Here's another one I know about, too, that's possibly going to sell that has been protested for a number of years, and it's going to sell for quite a bit more, too. But whether
Can we go back?
You can't go back on 3 years.
You can't chase any.
No, I don't mean chase sales, but you.
Right. The new loaner is going to be paying.
You can't go back.
See what I'm saying?
If it brings 25% more than what it was valued at, you can't go back and collect like 3 years of back taxes based on that.
You wouldn't want to do that anyways. People are buying stuff. You don't want a new buyer to be paying back
taxes. Not the new buyer.
The owner, can you catch up? That's my question.
No. All right. Some people buy it for prospective value. They're looking at the lot, and they could need it for expansion, which, as you say, we don't want to
hamper that.
No.
Here's the deal on that. Didn't he have that all subdivided and rented out and different?
We let him get by with a different kind of equation than most anybody else used. He was using the income approach. And if I remember correctly...
Well, Daryl had it, and I know we talked about it.
If I remember correctly, that's the approach he used when nobody else was allowed to use it. And that's what bothered me a little bit. I might be wrong about it.
But here's another thing. I think what we did is he wanted a value that we wouldn't agree to, so he filed a Turk.
Right.
Yes. Then I think we ended up higher than what he wanted, but it wasn't enough to go to Turk, I think. And then we kind of met in the middle.
We came to an agreement before it ever went to Turk. Well, not before it ever went.
We didn't go back to what he wanted it at. I'm sure we didn't do that.
I'm just curious. When that transaction's all done...
Yeah.
I want to know what the difference
is. We've already talked about it.
That's all I need to know. All right.
So the transaction hasn't gone through yet, so you can't...
Well, we know what's happening, so Daryl right away, because Daryl knows him. But there's others that we have lowered houses and stuff, and 2 years later they've sold them for a lot more. So that's a commercial one you're talking about.
Right.
But it's the same thing.
But everybody else in that area was raised at the time, I remember, and his wasn't.
I don't remember all. That had to
I
be
think
about
I do.
They
ago.
Went up substantially because we're over in that area.
I know.
And everything went up a lot. But then I think his got dropped back to warehouse space or something, and that was a lower
because
level.
Because he was all his building was all divided up, and some of it wasn't rented.
Mm-hmm. Just remember when that comes across.
I remember
the number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, we're watching, so we've got that one. But... Yeah, it's the assessment world is crazy sometimes. You don't know. Like even at that time when Husqvarna, you know, when they moved out and then they're not an operating business, we finally lowered that.
Yeah.
And then it did sell for a lot. At one time we had that building valued at $13 million. Don't quote exact, but I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember when we had it sat empty for quite a while?
Yep.
Then it became warehouse and then it became not an operating. So... You did use the income approach somewhat on that Husqvarna building, but once it becomes warehouse or just empty, then you lower it, and I think that one sold for, it sold for really a pretty low amount. Yeah.
Five million some or something.
Storecraft did that too, I think. It dropped
back. Oh, Storecraft really, yeah.
It dropped.
And what we did find was Storecraft, Daryl and I, we took the whole, we thought it was all flattened. We got to driving back in there, and there's still one building out there. There's 163 storage units in that. We walked in there last week, and we all went through it, and it's all temperature controlled, and it has, it almost looks like a jail inside. I mean, really.
There you go, Gus.
I mean, really.
Here we are, Gus. You know, I told somebody that we were going to build a new jail down there.
And they took out.
That's where that rumor started, if you heard it.
We took out a, they took out a permit, and they put 163 in. And like I said, they're all temperature controlled. And then part of this building is still empty that they may put 30 more bays in, into that. So it's kind of, it's nothing you could drive a vehicle into like a storage unit. But I asked the kid, because they're from Michigan, a whole bunch of people are doing that. And they said that the small businessmen will run their businesses out of that even. And it's like, he goes, at one point he said, in some of the cities, and you can't do this, but there will be even people that live in them. And that's not going to, you know, that wouldn't happen here. But I was just wondering if Beatrice could handle that many. Because if you put 30 more in, that's going to be a lot of. But it did remind me of when we went in there of jail, like jail cells. And it's got air conditioning, it's temperature controlled, it's on concrete. So it'll be interesting to see.
Jail would have cable and magazines.
Didn't have to.
Okay, anything else? If not, we'll adjourn the Board of Equalization at 8:46 on the clock.